Chapter 8. Detained. I am such a detention novice that I don't even know where to go. I head to the school office on the first floor. "Excuse me," I address the secretary. She's staring at her computer screen and doesn't appear to notice me. "Where do I go for detention? Is it like prison work? Do they chain us evildoers together and force us to mop the gym, repaint the halls?"
"Room 104, she says without looking at me. "Next to the events board."
I was hoping she'd cry out, "Rachel Weinstein, a sweet freshman like you couldn't possibly have done anything to deserve this awful punishment. Don't be silly. Whoever gave you detention will be dismissed from his post. Go home and don't worry your sweet self for one more minute." I guess I'm dreaming. She wouldn't know who I was. Unless she checked out the trophy case outside the office. When I ranked second at the math competition, I had mixed feelings about my placement being showcased. On the one hand, anyone who passes it will see my engraved name. On the other hand, winning math competitions is more likely to be the ticket to a Star Trek convention than to the kingdom of coolness. But I quickly realized that it didn't matter. My name is barely even visible. The trophy was shoved into the back behind the bowling club's trophy. Yes, the bowling club. I would have assumed a math competition would be considered worthier than a bowling match at a high school, but what do I know? Anyway, the secretary doesn't know who I am. She doesn't care that I'm not the type of girl to get detention. Not that I can blame her. I don't know her name either. What am I supposed to do in detention? I ask.
Homework.
I slither toward room 104.
Boring.
The only thing keeping up my spirits is the possibility of a supremely hot rebel guy sitting near me in detention, a la the 80s movie, The Breakfast Club. I'll be Molly Ringwald, all princessy and serene, and he'll be Judd Nelson with that who cares attitude. He'll be wearing ripped jeans and a stashed cigarette behind his ear. At first, we won't speak. We'll just eye each other. And then he'll say something rebellish like, "Do you think we can smoke in here?" I'll say, "I don't smoke." And then, before the hour of detention is over, we'll be hooking up. I'm not quite sure how we'll get from my retort to the hooking up, but I'll let him figure it out since I've already done more than my share of the planning. I hold my breath and open the door. Except for a scrawny teacher I recognize from the science department, the desks and chairs are empty. He looks up from his grading.
"You're Rachel."
At least someone knows my name. I sit down in the back row. "Yep." I watch the front door for the rebel. I keep watching. 5 minutes later, I raise my hand. The skinny teacher is scribbling all over the paper of some poor student and doesn't notice. I wave again. I'd like to call out, but I don't want to get another detention. I cough loudly. He looks up, annoyed.
"Yes?"
"I was wondering where everyone else was."
"You're it."
He looks back down at his papers. "I'm it? I was JFK's worst student today? The biggest school rule that was broken in the last 24 hours was no napping in the hall? Where are the drugs, the weapons, the kids who skipped class, the rebel caught smoking in the bathroom who still has the audacity to stash a cigarette behind his ear? Bet this Mr. Science teacher hates me. If it weren't for my detention, he'd already be at home in his pajamas. La la la. I would have closed the door if I had thought I was the only one coming. I wonder if I'll get a bad girl rep if anyone sees me in here. I'll have to dye my hair pink and get a tongue ring. In an attempt to suck up, I pull my bio homework out of my school bag. We have an assignment due on Friday. 20 minutes later, there's a rustling of voices outside the door.
"They're not going to be able to find anyone," a girl's voice says.
"But we have no choice," says someone else. Someone who sounds like Jewel.
"Putting these posters up is such a waste of my time."
If I were just a fraction farther up, I'd be able to see them. I try to covertly scoot my desk up an inch. Nope. Another inch. One more. Five more. Science Man glares at me. I smile. I spot Melissa's long red hair. Melissa and Jewel are outside my detention room.
Stop whining, BB, Jewel says.
BB?
BB? I feel nauseous. If they weren't good enough to get in the first time, they're not good enough to get in now, Melissa snaps.
What are they talking about? The click-clack of their shoes tells me they're about to pass my door, and I quickly scoot my desk backward so they won't see me. I must see that poster.
The remaining 35 minutes of detention takes at least 3 hours. Finally, finally, the hands of the clock above the door say 4 o'clock. Freedom! I grab my bag and launch myself like a rocket from the chair into the empty hallway. In the distance, I hear the muffled voices of students with far more energy than I have. As soon as I see the poster, I feel giddy, fizzy like a soda can that someone shook and opened.
Freshman replacement dancer needed. Tryouts Friday after school in the CAF. City Groove. So that's the crisis. Someone dropped out. Or broke a leg. They're missing a dancer. Whoever the new dancer is, she'll receive automatic A-list status. She'll be able to hang around Jewel. She'll be able to hang around Raph.
She'll definitely have a date for Spring Fling.
My heart pounds in my chest. I want to be in the fashion show. I want to have automatic A-list status. I want to hang out with Jewel and Raph. I want to be so cool I don't have to capitalize. I'm going to try out. I clap with glee and do my hooray dance, which looks a lot like my victory dance, in honor of my new plan.
In mid-twirl, I trip and fall on my behind. So what if I have 6 left feet and the show is primarily a dance show? I know someone with a cure.